Hello, everyone, and welcome to Italian Pod's news and features show in Piazza.
Ciao a tutti. My name is Marco. I'm here with Catherine.
As usual. And today we're going to talk about some of the wonderful things we've got coming up at Italian Pod this week.
Yeah, before the lesson, I just wanted to inform everybody that maybe you know it, maybe you haven't heard it yet. It's about the earthquake that happened in Italy like a few days ago.
Mm-hmm.
So there's been this pretty big earthquake in L'Aquila.
Abruzzo.
Yes, no? Regione of Abruzzo. The epicenter was Onna, near L'Aquila, but... lots of people actually died or are injured, more than 200.
Mm-hmm.
There's been already, like, I think today was the second, shake.
Yeah.
Second quake. Like minor
there was
ones.
A little, yeah, there's a little aftershock, we say.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a bit of a hard situation. Like, thousands of people have been forced to, you know, leave the place.
Well, and a lot of their homes were destroyed. So these are people who now have to live in tents and really need to be dependent on other people's help.
Houses were very old, and also other like structures were not really anti-seismic or stuff. But the situation is pretty serious there. But for everybody that wrote to me like on English, but somebody was concerned about my family and Irene's family, we're all fine. And but
we hope that everyone who is not fine or has lost someone can find help and that things get better in Italy as soon as possible.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, there's many ways you can also support this. La Croce Rossa, the Red Cross, is already there, of course, and a lot of help is coming from the other parts of Italy.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
serious news out of the way. We hope that you guys will, if you're interested in helping, check that out on the internet, the Red Cross.
Mm-hmm. About the lessons of Italian Pod.
The lessons, that's right. So we've got a wonderful lesson coming up on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what the lesson is?
Of course I know. It's the one about the crazy taxi cab driver.
That's on Friday. No, we're talking about Pasquetta.
Yes, I thought you said Friday.
Monday.
You said Friday then.
I must have messed up. I'm sorry, Marco.
So
I didn't
Monday,
mean to confuse you.
Let me just tell you, on Monday there is a lesson about Pasquetta.
What is Pasquetta? Is it Pasqua?
No, it's Pasqua,
for those of you who don't know, is the name for Easter in Italian. But Pasquetta means a little Easter.
Pasqua is on Sunday.
It is. It's coming up this Sunday. It's today.
Yeah, it's right. It's today. So happy Easter.
Happy Easter, everyone.
The egg of chocolate with the...
And the lamb and the church thing. And yeah, happy Easter, everyone. We hope especially that you enjoy the holiday. You get to spend it with your family being happy. But for those of you who are curious about the Italian tradition of Pasquetta, which is the day after Easter, we have a lesson all about it. And it's tomorrow.
I'm an expert about traditions of Pasquetta.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, that's for Monday.
Well, Wednesday's lesson has very little to do with Easter. It's more of a lesson about daily life activities. We're talking about hanging up the laundry.
Yeah, and it's always good to know. Also to challenge the stereotype of the Italian who always stays with the mother and the family until he's 30 years old and doesn't do anything. We have this character who does hang the clothes, the bed sheets. He's still staying at his mother, I guess, but he
and
does
she
something.
Still does yell at him and tell him what to do. But you're going to hear him and what happens to him on Wednesday. It's pretty entertaining little lesson there. But we also have a lesson on Friday that's a little bit more difficult. This is an advanced media lesson for those of you who haven't heard them before. They're all in Italian, and they're hosted by Marco and Irene. They're a great way to challenge yourself and to try and practice that high-level Italian.
Yeah, if you understand Irene, it means like you already...
You've reached that level on the very top.
Because she doesn't care, eh? She doesn't care if you cannot catch up or whatever. Like, she speaks as she speaks outside of the studio.
And she speaks... with
fast.
An Tuscan coloring, let's just say.
Te lo dice Irene. So this is about the news that come from the Italian newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there's going to be a lot of judgment.
Of course. In addition to some of these lessons, we wanted to mention to you that we have a new feature on the website, and that's the activity stream. Now, if you click on the Me button, it's a really wonderful way to read and respond to some questions in Italian. So it's a way to practice, which we think has been really, really successful so far. But we'd like to see more of you using it because it's just a really great way to improve your Italian.
And the email stays the same, italianpod@practicelanguage.com. The website is always italianpod.com. Catherine, I just noticed you have a pencil in your hair.
Yes, I do.
Okay. I think this is enough. Ciao a tutti.
Ciao a tutti. Have a nice holiday. Bye.
Buona Pasqua.